This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things happening around the Umpqua Valley. Today, we focus on the Roseburg Public Library, which is located literally, if I were to walk outside this door, I could practically see it from here. It's that close. Chris Wiley, library director, however, drove over here this afternoon.
Kyle, I had a really good reason to drive over here, but yes, I did.
So why don't you explain to folks why you drove here, because you normally don't.
I usually walk. That's true. Thanks for having me on today. I'm out doing deliveries to our Homebound Services folks, and we do that twice a month on Tuesdays. And it's a great opportunity for folks who aren't able to get to us to have material delivered to them. So that's what I do twice a month on Tuesdays.
So how do people that want these materials, do they call in? Do they go online somewhere and say, I want this book or that magazine, or what do they do?
Works a couple of different ways. First of all, you want to get signed up for the program, and there is a form available on our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, or you can give me a call, 541-492-7051, 492-7051. And folks can tell us the types of books that they like to read, and then I select that, something similar. And it's sort of a conversation that happens over time, so I get to know what kind of books they read. They let me know whether they like what I've picked, what I haven't. And over time, we just kind of nail it so that we're getting them the books that they want. Other folks go on to our catalog online and they select their own books. We pull those, we wrap them up, and then we drop them off. So there's a couple of different ways it works, and we really try to be flexible for what people need.
So not just senior citizens, but other people that have trouble getting out.
Sure. We do have some parameters around that. And again, you can take a look on the website or give us a call. We can work through that with folks.
All right. Well, a cool service and probably kind of a unique part of your month.
It's a lot of fun to go out and get to know people. We actually, in the past 6 months, have added 7 folks to the service. So it takes me, on a good day, an hour and a half to get the deliveries done.
Wow. Okay. So one of the things that kind of led to you coming in today to begin with is you're working on something big, a strategic plan. That just sounds ominous right there. And you're working hard to get input on that. What led to deciding to work on this plan?
Well, this is our second one. 5 years ago, we started the process of creating a strategic plan for the library. It's pretty common in the library world to create this kind of guiding document. It's supposed to be living and breathing and work to focus your efforts. And it's been wonderful for us. In the first round, we had our rare AmeriCorps member manage that process for us. Well, it's sunsetting this year, and so it was time to look at where are we after 7 years of being open? What does the community think about the work that we're doing? What are we missing? What are we hitting on? And so that's where this community survey is coming on. We have it linked on our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and folks can take 5 minutes, maybe 10, to give us some feedback on things.
And what have you been hearing so far?
I think early on, we've been hearing that folks really like print books, which we knew, and folks really like the programming that we've been doing. They've taken advantage of a lot of programs for all ages.
Neat. And again, how do people take part in giving you the input?
They need to go to the website at roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and there's a link there that will get them right to it. If they want to stop in the library, we're happy to help people with that process. It is an online-only survey, but we have computers at the library. We'll sit down with you and work through it.
All right. So, and how long can people do that?
Well, we're going to keep it open till about the 14th of December.
And then you probably spend a few weeks looking at all the information and start working on your plan.
Absolutely. And this, the group that's been working on the strategic plan has been meeting for a couple of months. What we have next is gathering the data from the survey, and we're going to do some interviews with folks. We actually contracted with someone to help us with this whole strategic plan, and she did a focus group with the Library Commission. So there are some other components of the project. What we're planning is an all-day retreat with the Strategic Planning Committee, and then in February, a draft of the strategic plan. In March, we will unveil the final plan for the next 5 years to the Library Commission and the public.
Wow, it's going to be kind of exciting.
It is. You know, this is my third time working on a strategic plan, and I love it because I really hear from folks what our priorities should be. I always have an idea in my head. It doesn't always track with what the community wants, and this is your library, so that's why we want to hear from you.
And a lot of times, organizations, whether it's public or nonprofit or whatever, don't do that. And then eventually find that they've kind of gone off the course of the people they're trying to help.
You know, I worked in libraries for a long time and never did a strategic plan. And I realized that it's so important to guide that day-to-day work. We get pretty overwhelmed sometimes with the day-to-day. This helps us look at the bigger picture. And as our strategic planner is telling us, you know, down the road, we may have an opportunity. And having a strategic plan lets us know where we want to focus those efforts when we get that opportunity.
And I would think, too, there might be points, and maybe this is what you're talking about, where there's an opportunity to get a grant for some project, and an organization wants to know for sure that you're very organized and focused before they even think about giving you some funds.
You are hit it right, the nail right on the head. When we have funds for a project, should we do Project A or Project B? And the community, through the strategic planning process, has told us really where we should focus those efforts.
All right. We'll talk more about that later on. I noticed that, later this week, it's book sale time again.
You know, it comes up, seems like, faster every time, but no, it's every quarter. And the winter book sale, Friends of the Roseburg Public Libraries, this week, it opens Thursday, December 4th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday the 5th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday the 6th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And what kind of books do people find at this?
This is gift quality books, great for holiday gift giving. You're going to find just a range of books for adults, fiction, nonfiction, and there will be kids' books. Most books will be priced at $1. There will be some special art books for $5. There will be mass market paperbacks for 25 cents, a little bit of something for everyone.
And you probably don't get rich doing this, but it sounds like the main focus is to really get books out to people.
That is correct. And no, the friends don't get rich doing that. There's a lot of sweat equity that goes into this. But proceeds go to our projects and programs, and I can't even tell you how invaluable their efforts are. Over the past year, we've purchased a lot of craft kits, supplies, and they helped us renovate the kitchenette in the Ford room, which hadn't been done since it was built in 1994. So the work that they put in is really so helpful to us.
And a lot of people, you know, may have hung on to books for years. They no longer read. Maybe they inherited books from a family member, etc. But they're just sitting there, which means they really are doing a lot of good.
And we are happy to take those donations anytime the library is open. The only thing we ask, please don't bring encyclopedias. They're too heavy. They're hard to move. Out to get into new homes as well. So we ask that you please don't do that. Call us, 541-492-7051, and we'll try to match you up with someone who wants the set of your encyclopedias.
All right, more from Chris Wiley when we come back. Inside Douglas County, the interview and podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, State Representative Alex Gorlatos on Inside Douglas County on Wednesday. Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library in talking about their strategic plan and a lot of other things happening at the library. What are some of the new things people ought to know about?
Well, our winter reading program started yesterday, and this is an annual event. It's just a time for people to read for joy, and then they can also get prizes, which is pretty cool.
And you've got this for kids and adults, right?
Yes, all ages. And this winter, we are doing book reviews. So everybody who's reading between the 1st and the 31st of December can write a book review, a couple of sentences about the book. Little kids can draw or tell their parents about the book, and they can write. And then every review that is submitted is in the drawing for prizes. Now, kids have 6 book-related prizes, and they can pick which one they want to be in the drawing for. Adults have 2 $50 gift certificates that they can submit for a drawing. And then we'll do that right after the first of the year. And it's just a great time to have a little fun with your reading.
And this doesn't have to be holiday books.
No, it can be any book. It doesn't even have to be a library book. It can be anything that you're reading off your own shelves, off the little free libraries around town. They're all over the place. Anything counts.
All right. What else? Let's see. There was something recently about digital newspapers.
Yes, we added digital newspapers to our offering. You know, people had been asking us about that for a little while, and then we took that to the Library Commission. We did a quick survey of the community, and the Library Commission said, yeah, let's give it a try for a year. Folks can go on to the library's website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and there's a link. They'll enter their 14-digit Roseburg Library card, and then they'll have access to, it's called America's Newspaper, so there's about 4,000 newspapers, including the Oregonian, which is what people are really looking at so far. It's the digital edition of the Oregonian. And also, you can get access to the Register Guard out of Eugene. We also, because of some generosity from the news review in the library, folks can come in on one of our computers and access the digital content from the news review. We also get physical papers on Fridays of the news review, and we get about 8 to 10 copies through the newspapers and education program for folks. So we're really trying to fill that need of getting some news content to our community.
All right, so that's going on. Now, you guys have different little clubs like chess.
That is fairly new. That was, well, I shouldn't say that, because a few years ago, one of our AmeriCorps members had chess club. And then when they left, it sort of just fizzled out. But it was the most requested program that we were not providing over the last year and a half, 2 years. So we brought it back because one of our library aides plays chess and said she would manage the program. It's once a month on Saturdays, 10:30 till noon. Now, this is recreational chess. It's for all ages, all skill levels. Come, we have some sets, bring your own. Just get to know some people and learn a little bit more about chess.
So this is not like hardcore gambling or anything like that?
Absolutely not. We just want to provide an opportunity for folks to meet each other and have a little fun playing a game.
Wow. We don't even talk about how long it's been since I played chess. I would have no clue what I'm doing now.
It was so much fun last month. That was our second month of hosting it, and there were 20 people, and we had tweens up to folks in their 60s and 70s, just a range of ages and range of skill levels, and it just looked like they were having a great time, which is the whole point.
Now, one of the big topics really permeating a lot of things right now is artificial intelligence. And I think people are maybe a little shocked, maybe a little scared about how quickly a lot of that is moving. It looks like you're going to kind of address it as well.
Well, I am one of those people, Kyle. Don't know a ton about AI, but have ChatGPT on my phone, have used it a couple of times. But I met this young, just entrepreneur, super invested in artificial intelligence. His name is Brandon Ellery. He's a project leader. He's a systems builder. He calls himself an AI concierge. I love that. I met him at Roseburg High School when they had their back to school bash in August. And he told me a little bit about what he does. And I said, well, come talk to us. There's so many of us who don't understand what AI even is. What does it look like on your phone? How do you use it? Why would you use it? And so he's going to come on Wednesday, December 10th at 12 p.m. for about an hour. Just give us an introduction to it. So if you know nothing about AI, if you know a little bit like I do, I think this will be the perfect program to make you feel a little more comfortable with some of the language and some of the tools that are being used.
And you think about the potential for it in the future. I don't even think we really totally understand the big potential.
You are absolutely right. I don't think it's going away. So let's just kind of get a little more comfortable with it. This isn't going to go too deep into things, but it's going to start answering some of the questions that I think we all have.
One of the other adult programs you have coming up, we did a story on it last week, it's about bird intelligence and behavior.
Super excited that the Umpqua Valley Audubon Society reached out to us again. We've partnered with them in the past, and we're going to be working with them on some programs over the next few months. First one, I love it. He's called it Bird Brained, Wednesday, December 10th at 6 p.m. Now, it's important for folks to know they can come to the library and sit with me. I'm going to have my computer. We're going to have the speaker pulled up on the screen, but he's going to be remote. He's going to be on Zoom. So people can go on to our Facebook Live page at Roseburg Library and just sit at home and stream it there. And he's going to talk, and he being Dan Gleason, he was a professor at the University of Oregon and an ornithologist. And he's going to talk about bird intelligence, some of the differences between bird intelligence and instinct. And again, really grateful that the Audubon Society has reached out to us for these programs.
I had no clue just how intelligent some species of birds could be.
Me either. And every time I go to one of these programs from the Audubon Society, I learn so much about these feathered friends that are all over our community. I'm looking forward to this one.
All right. Along with adults, you've got children's programs coming up.
You know, there are always tons of kids programs. That's Aurora Ropp, our youth services librarian. She has something basically for everyone. Story times, of course, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 10:15 a.m. These really are for 3 to 5 year olds. They're caregivers, but of course, everybody is welcome. They do stories, songs, movement rhymes. Let me tell you, Kyle, I had to fill in for Aurora a couple of times over the last 6 months. You are performing. This is not for the faint of heart. It is a skill. I always knew Aurora was amazing, and I've developed a ton of respect for the work she does. And then I had to do it. Oh my gosh. It's so hard, but super rewarding too.
Wow. What about craft activities going into the holidays?
Yeah, teens, winter crafts. Tomorrow, Wednesday, December 3rd from 3 to 4:30. And then Thursday, December 4th from 4 to 5, it's for youth from pre-K to 5th grade. We'll provide all the supplies. You just have to bring yourself and your enthusiasm and creativity.
All right, a lot going on. If people want to find out everything that's happening, where do they go?
Best place is roseburgpubliclibrary.org. Click on the events calendar or Facebook at Roseburg Library.
And if people want to take part in this strategic plan, real quick, give them the basics of what they need to do.
You're going to go to the website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, click on the link for the survey, or stop in. We'll help you with it.
All right, Roseburg Public Library. Well, what are your hours?
Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 to 6. Thursday, 10 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10 to 2.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.